Yes.
Oh, oh, what? What's this? We're still here.
What?
But not everyone gets this in their feeds. Only our patrons.
An Extra Life Radio.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, that name was taken.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, we've talked about it for a bit. We want to give more benefits to patrons who are on the inside, so we're going to hang around for a little bit and just have
yeah,
a
so
chat.
I mean, we need to do more State of the Cord Killers so we can kind of add elements of that in here, but also just if we have extra thoughts or theories.
We mentioned this a little bit during DTNS, but I've really enjoyed popping in on Fridays. If you will remember to poke me, I will, because that, like I mentioned, that slots in very nicely.
Yeah, yeah. I'll try to make sure that Roger sends you a nudge, because he handles all of that. But yeah, absolutely. It was fun having you on.
Are you guys going to watch Jessica Jones? Well, I guess Brian already started.
I definitely am going to watch it.
Yeah.
Hopefully by next week.
I felt so dumb when I was so proud of, like, I haven't even looked over there just once. And then I'm like, oh, it flashes purple. Well, I guess somebody's coming back. And then I'm like, she goes to a bar again and then does a cold reading
she
on him.
She meets Luke Cage.
Again.
Wait a minute.
And that was the moment when I looked over and saw Luke Cage. I was like, God damn it. This is the first time.
But yeah, I love Jessica Jones.
Did letters emerge from a white
oh, sure.
plane, red, yeah. And turn red. It reads Netflix.
Yes.
Did it not start with that?
It did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they all did.
Oh, the
they
first
all
episode. But you were, okay, yeah. I thought you accidentally had turned on the audio descriptions, not accidentally started the first episode.
Correct. No. I on purpose did the audio descriptions.
I see.
And I was real proud that I was going to enjoy it only as an audiobook and gotcha. Report on what that was like. And
yeah. Then, I'm still looking forward to that. That experience. Are you going to still do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Season two?
Yeah, it's pretty good. The only thing is, here's what I gleaned from watching it with episode one of season one, is they start with generic terms, because like there was no way for me to know it was Luke Cage, because the description is like the man behind the bar, because it's we don't know him as Luke yet, and so you get to this... you know, moment.
Oh, right. And that's why you had to look.
Correct. That's why, you know, halfway through the dialogue or whatever, I'm imagining, you know, her having a conversation with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the dialogue is the dialogue, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
You're still hearing the Luke Cage
yes.
voice.
Although what's funny is to convey what an alcoholic she is at the very beginning, like every description, like whiskey tips over. She's drinking whiskey. There's a whiskey bottle
by
in the background.
Way, she drinks a lot of whiskey.
That's amazing. Did you see in that, was it the Ed Engadget article on Netflix, how Netflix handles dubbing and subtitling?
No.
So apparently they had gotten, you know, a lot of people prefer to have the original audio and watch with subtitles for foreign films and foreign originals. But what Netflix found was that when they defaulted to giving you an English dub with no subtitles, people were more likely to finish a show.
Huh.
And so that's become their default is to start with a dub.
That's one of those, like, I know you say you're on a diet, but also I see what you actually eat.
Yeah.
And with shows like 3%, which is Brazilian, or Dark, which has an English dub, which is German, supposedly it works out really well for those shows.
So people prefer the dub.
They prefer, or they will finish watching a dub.
Virtue signal that they want to experience.
Is that a virtuous thing?
I don't know.
That's a virtue.
Yeah. I think it is. I think it's virtuous to the purity of the art. Like I want the original. Even
I
if it's
understand
in
a little Portuguese, so I want to hear the actual Portuguese. Is that that kind of thing?
No, no. I think it's like, I'll watch it as the artist intended, and then you know, it's like it's.
Artists didn't intend to have words along the bottom. I'm not arguing with you.
Also, part of it comes from English dubs just being historically bad.
Yes.
Are they? Wait, that wasn't me.
Do you guys know the over 9,000 meme? The Dragon Ball Z over 9,000?
Yeah.
Do you know originally the line was 8,000? Oh. In Japanese, it was 8,000.
Why'd they change it?
They changed it because the lip sync was better for 9.
Oh, that's funny. And it didn't matter.
They've been doing
what the number was.
Well, yeah, it's still over 8.
Technically, one is a subset of another.
So they've been doing these Dragon Ball Z Kai where they re-edit. They cut down a lot of the filler for those shows, and they re-recorded all the audio, and they re-recorded it twice because when they aired it on TV, they used 9,000.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
Then on the DVD, which is like an even second remaster, sort of, they used 8,000, and it freaked me out when I heard it on the files that I was watching.
Speaking of Kai, have you watched Cobra Kai? Is that out yet?
No, that's coming out later this year.
Oh man, I thought it, I guess it was. I
when
we
they watched
did,
that trailer,
they dropped they another trailer, it. So I just assumed that it was coming out any minute or something.
I can look. I had not heard about it coming out. I thought it was
well because
later.
You have YouTube Red, and I do not.
Let's see here.
You should be part of his family.
You know what? We could join your family.
Oh,
yeah. That's what I did with Eileen, who worked at YouTube and didn't have YouTube Red. So I added her to my family.
I just got to push for polygamy to be legal, and I'll marry Bryce as well.
Yeah. YouTube probably won't check.
That one says...
That's I just want to do everything by the letter of the law,
you're
guys.
Like the doctor from Deadwood. I get it.
These all say coming soon.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no date.
No date. Weird. Super weird. I don't know. I don't know that I've seen all of Karate Kid.
The very first one?
Any of them, yeah.
Oh.
Well, you really only need to see the first one.
I would be really curious to see how the first one... I mean, you know, you don't... Let me put it this way. I don't know that you need to watch the first one. I know you definitely don't need to watch any of the other ones.
That's true. Well, I think watching Cobra Kai will be
much more
enhanced
satisfying
if you see the first one. I don't think it would be at all enhanced by any of the rest of them.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine, this is just for the patrons. I'm going to steal a friend's joke. My buddy Hood is a stand-up comedian, and he would spend, you know, you go to these NACAs and you get a showcase. It's a really big deal. This is a chance for you to really, you know, make some money. And so that real estate is really important. And I couldn't believe he spent so much time selling this one joke that didn't land with anyone except for me. So it's like he's explaining, he's like, oh, you know, a lot of people want me to do impressions. I only do one impression. he says, I do an impression from, have you guys seen the movie Karate Kid 2, the sequel to The Karate Kid? There's one moment where a childhood friend of Mr. Miyagi, his name's Sato, he's now a big business magnate, and he's trying to find them because he wants to find Mr. Miyagi to challenge him to a battle. They have a long-standing rivalry. You know, so this is my one impression. This is Sato in the garden looking for Miyagi, and he goes, Miyagi!
And that's it.
Yeah, I remember that scene well.
We maybe spent an hour. I was telling you this. We spent an hour doing an impression on the night of South by, just cracking ourselves up. All right, so I'm gonna do it for you, Tom, because right, I haven't described right. it to you.
Focus.
I
group.
Did describe it to Brian the other day. Mr. Gorbachev, come beat this pussy up. We did that for an hour.
Wow.
With everything.
That's all the president's men.
Read my lips. My anaconda don't.
That is so deep.
Well, and also like...
Well, also on the audio, Nixon, you can't see that he's doing the Nixon
I'm doing the
fingers.
Nixon piece. Yeah. Yeah. It was...
That's amazing. I want a History Channel show about that impression.
Yeah, that's
just about the impression.
Now, this is a subtle indication of,
they're doing
of the Tonkin Gulf.
CGI maps and showing what it would look like in recreations.
Now, this
Austin's
finger
East
is
6th Street.
Conspiracy theories like it could be aliens. This is what we think it looked like when they met all the presidents.
And merged them into one. It could be aliens. It's always what it is, too.
Oh
my gosh. All right. So.
No, what's up?
Well, I don't know. If we're.
Yeah, I guess we'll wrap it up here. But if you're listening, patrons, tweet me why I should start playing Fortnite.
What? Okay. Yeah.
I'm just looking to get seduced.
That's the secret question of the week.
This is how
the
hotly anticipated Far Cry 5 is.
Why he should start playing Fortnite.
I think you might like Fortnite. It's like PUBG, but faster. But it's also a little more complicated because there's building.
Mm-hmm.
It's also free to play.
Oh, so there's...
Well, it's just...
poor people.
No, it's
You'll
still,
have
it's,
to play
Jesus.
With poor people.
It's still in development.
Oh, I see.
You also can't get it on Steam. You have to get...
I'll tell you what, I will vouch for Project Darwin. That was fun. That was really fun.
Oh, yeah. You should try out that SOS game. I don't know if that game still has legs.
Yeah.
It's a survival game that's like a reality TV show, and it watches feuds and stuff with people.
Ah, right on.
We're not streaming, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why did Jackie Hearn just yell Fortnite?
Your causal
that
relationship.
That was 9 minutes ago. Oh, okay,
that's the reason I'm mentioning Fortnite, is because Jackie Hearn was saying
Time's
that.
Arrow flipped on me.
All right, thank you so much, patrons. You guys are the best. We'll try to keep doing more extra stuff for you.
All right. Bye, anybody.
More
bye,
of this bye, next bye, week. Patrons. Goodbye, lovers.
Wow. I got intimate.